What's up, everyone? This is Ray Baguio, and you're listening to Digitally Matters, a podcast for anything digital that really matters to you and your business. Let's start the show.
How the entrepreneurs go all the way to Manila pa, kasi nga lahat kami taga Zambales. So, di ba, Ray, you're aware naman that I'm with, ano, with White Rock. So, nabigay nila yung isang restaurant by the beach para venue ng meetup. So, libre yun since non-profit yung LinkedIn local. When I reached out to the panelists, may tinanong ako, like yung isa si Virginia Bautista, tinanong ako nung kung anong goal ko. Sabi ko, siguro sa umpisa muna yung parang basically educate them how they can properly network, how to build relationships, ganun. Pero ang talagang goal ko, sila-sila, ma-discover nila. Kasi ang target na audience ko ng yung in-invite ko was a combination of local business owners and freelancers. Mm-hmm. So sana ma-discover nila during the meetup na ano, that they can help each other. So winish ko lang yon. So I did not even bring it up during the meetup na. Mm-hmm. Then ang dami nagpunta. Tapos hindi sila during ano nung nagpapakilala. Kasi doon namin sinabi lang namin noon, introduce yourself, what you do, tsaka yung tagline. Kasi para may spice. So tagline kung ano tagline mo, whether sa business or personal na tagline mo for your branding. And then, ang nangyari, during the discussion, nag-share sila kasi ano lang eh, konti lang yung time na inalot namin for the panelists, more on dun sa audience. So sila naka-discover. So kinilabutan sila Virginia. So at the end of the meetup, sabi niya, Jen, ang galing mo, sabi niya ganon. Yung finish mo, nagkatotoo, and you didn't even bring it up during the event. During that, yun, yung nag-start ng meetup. So, nag-share lang ng insights. So, yun, naging magkakaibigan na sila. Tapos hanggang ngayon, so, merong nag-avail ng VA services. Tapos, nung meron ding blogger, nung merong, nag-launch ng product. Kasi yung isa doon, chef siya. Mm. And then, nung nag-launch siya ng bagong product, hindi na siya nahirapan mag-reach out sa mga local bloggers dito. Yung mga food bloggers dito. So ganun, ang galing. Tapos yung isa, nung mag-expand yung business, kinailangan ng VA admin services, alam na niya kung sino yung tatanungan niya. Yung parang ganun. So yun, yung naalala ko lang. So ang laking bagay kasi din ng face-to-face, yung face-to-face na ganun na meet up. So parang kasi although it was LinkedIn local, the real goal of LinkedIn local was really to get was to get to know the faces behind the LinkedIn profiles. So yung parang ang daling na bring out ng authenticity, ang daling na bring out ng intention, ng goals. So yun lang, yun yung thoughts ko doon, yung experience ko.
Okay. So okay ka with the setup. How about you, Shay?
Thanks, Jen. Ang galing. Galing. For me, I think this is a good thing that you're doing, Ray, no? Because dahil nga sa pandemic, ang daming parang mga entrepreneurs, even professionals, are looking for platforms where they can reach out and actually network. I was just discussing this with my husband. Sabi ko, paano ba natin matutulungan ng business? And even us, as entrepreneurs and as professionals, paano tayo mag-grow? And then, I said, alam mo, it's really key that we network with people and get to know new people. Kasi hindi na tayo nakakapag-face-to-face eh. Yung mga kakilala natin dati, yung mga networking events, like katulad na sinabi ni Jen sa LinkedIn local nila na madali lang noon eh. Ngayon, mahirap na.
Oo.
And parang nakakahiya din minsan, di ba? Na parang mag-start ka ng event or, I don't know, depende siguro sa organizer. Mag-start ka ng event and online event. And then, most people use Zoom And there are I've noticed also na maraming mahiyain, no, na
Yeah.
they don't, sometimes they don't join those webinars. And for me personally, I started to like Clubhouse. I started to like this because I don't need to dress up. I don't need to like do makeup and, you know, turn on my camera or whatever to be able to share what I know and to be able to network with people. Even just on an audio platform like this, it's actually more rich. It's richer for me to do this. Kasi hindi mo kailangan mag-set up ng opisina. Hindi mo kailangan mag-set up ng table. And not too many gadgets, no, to use to be able to network. So, I really appreciate this time. And then, kwentuhan lang, it's a relaxed atmosphere. I find it very relaxing because you can be anywhere. You can be at a coffee shop if you know,
Yeah.
you can go out. Or if you can be at home, any part of the house, pwede siguro nag-gardening ka, tapos nakikipag-chikahan ka. It's so casual. And it's like feeling these friends from all over the world or maybe from different places right there with you. Now, you don't, di ba? So, it's fun. And then you get to learn. And then you get to know people. Natuwa din ako dun sa sinabi Marie na we get to exchange of ideas na hindi hardcore pitch. You know, we don't really hardcore pitch our offers or business. It comes organically out of, you know, casual conversations like this. So, I've been listening to a few Clubhouse shows or podcasts, and ang naatanan ko yung kay yung sa Future Pro. You know, Ray,
Chris
you
Doe.
And I
yeah.
really love
Chris
Chris
Doe,
Doe.
Yeah.
Yes. And then they set this kind of set up sila ng scenario wherein they allow the participants to raise their hand who has a business need. And then we'll see who among the audience can address your need. Tapos nag-simulate sila ng sales scenario, sales role play.
Yeah.
So for example, my business needs a website. So who provides service website design services? And then they put the two participants on a platform, and then they start to pitch or they start to engage and have a conversation. And then may timer lang, 3 minutes. O dapat ma-close mo siya in 3 minutes or dapat masabi mo yung ano, yung gusto mo sabihin in 3 minutes. So it was very good, actually. Nahiya lang ako mag-raise ng hand ko. Nahiyain talaga ako.
Yeah, in shy person.
So I'm afraid to show my face and
wow, shy person. Char. Anyways, thank you so much, Jen and Shay. Let's just do a quick reset. Wow, parang room talaga ng Clubhouse. Anyways, they call it a reset if they want to advise or inform everyone what the room is all about that time. Parang ganun. So for those who just came in, Nino, Raven, Van, and Kenny, hello everyone. What we're trying to talk about here, or the main idea why we're gathered here right now, is for everyone to share what their business or businesses are or is, depending on how many businesses you have right now, and then share what challenges that you have right now in your business. Don't worry, we will not judge you. All right, just share whatever hurdles or anything that you've experienced na parang you're having problems with at the moment. Not necessarily you're failing at, but something that's really keeping you up all night for the past weeks or months for your business. And then if there are other business owners out there or in this audience or in this room who needs your help, what kind of help can you extend? It doesn't have to be your services. Let's say if your service is you're running a restaurant, but you're actually by profession or by passion a graphic designer, and then someone else here needs someone who can do this certain need or requirement for graphic artists who are into this kind of, I'm not quite so sure about what type of artists there are, you know. So what other help can you extend to the people in here? So just 3 things: share your business, the challenges, and then what help can you extend to others, if ever. So we'll start with those na Jen and Shay will start with the others, ha. I'll start with Nino and then Raven and then Van. Okay?
Sure.
All right, Nino, please introduce yourself.
Sure. Okay. Hello everyone. I'm Nino and I'm from Cebu. And the current venture that I'm doing is food business. It's in the chili industry. So I have a couple of problems, actually. I'm having trouble growing organically in social media kasi I don't want to I did ads na pero I want to try to grow organically without spending too much. So ayun, I'm having trouble to grow organically. So that's one of my problems, pero what can you recommend na steps that I should do to grow organically?
How about the third question, bro? Nino, if there's anything that you can help others, that doesn't have to be, you know, giving us your chili or a sample, doesn't have to be that. But anything like mahili ka ba sumaya, if you want to do something for TikTok for us or anything that can help us.
Gusto ko yon.
Anything, bro?
A different problem siguro is yung kasi I'm planning to expand in a different segment, a similar segment rather. Mm-hmm. Parang kasi right now it's just simple chili sauce here in Cebu, a couple of varieties lang. Pero I'm planning to expand to a different segment that would similar to other sauces, pero it's more on the foreign side. Let's say different sauces from different countries. So I'm contemplating to change the let's say the name, kasi the name that I have now is only for the current sauces that I have, and it doesn't really connect if I proceed with the expansion. So do you think I should change or stick with the name, kasi ayun nga, it doesn't really connect pa. So ayun, I'm done speaking.
Okay, all right, well, take note lang kayo guys with what the others are sharing, and then if you can chime in after everyone has said their piece, then we can help each other out and probably address yung mga challenges ng mga tao dito. And how about you, Raven?
Hey, hello everyone. My name's Raven. Originally from Philippines. Is everyone from Philippines? I think so. Yeah. So, probably yes.
Yes, Philippines.
yeah, speak Tagalog anyway. So, Manila ako a few years back, pero dito na kami sa New Zealand naka-settle for 11 years. Meron po kami tatlong businesses. Yung isa is a game studio where we are making a game, a Metroidvania game, parang Hollow Knight. Yung pangalawa na ginagawa namin is a digital marketing company. So from market research to branding to SEO and website, yun yung ginagawa namin sa HobbitDigital.com. And yung third na ginagawa namin is Artwork City, which is naka-develop kami ng technology na i-patent namin where you can upload the photo of your wall, and then you can just swipe, you can see how big and how it would look like on your wall, the particular art. So yeah, so for the gaming and the Artwork City, we're waiting for funding. Yung Artwork City na nangihingi na kami ng funding sa government, just waiting for information. Yung gaming, we will pitch in a month's time to publishers. In terms of challenges, meron akong fourth side gig, which is, ang tawag sa kanya is branching.works, which is brand coaching, where para siyang product ng Habit Digital, where Mag-start kami sa YouTube and podcast. Mag-interview kami ng mga founders. And i-discuss namin one-on-one kung ano yung challenges nila, paano nila nagawa yun, how did they make it, blah, blah, blah. And in terms of challenges, I think you can probably tell my challenge is focus. So isa sa mga pinaka challenges ko is focus. So meron akong core competency, which is yung help na kaya kong gawin is so yung ang course ko talaga is political science. So the competency ko is more on the business side and connections and market research. Yun yung pinaka
contribution ko sa kahit anong team na meron kami. So if you need any help with those, yeah, feel free to reach out. Thank you. I'm done speaking.
Thank you, man. All right. So Raven, after Raven, Van. Hello, Van. Are you ready, Van? Okay.
Sorry. Bigyan mo ako 5 minutes and nagda-drive pa ako.
Sure, man, bike. Sure. All right. Thank you. Let's go to Amon.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Shay. Hi, everyone. I'm Amon. My first name is James and second name is Amon. Dance De La Merced, my last name. Yeah. I'm a solution consultant for a security company. And every weekend I work as a dive master in Anilao, as a dive master, dive guide, sa touring business. Businesses, actually, before I venture with selling vinyl records from US and Japan. So far, yun lang naman on business side. I'm a solutions consultant, an IT company. I'm an employee on weekdays, and then yeah, doing diving on weekends. So that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Is Van ready? Are you good to go, Van? If not, then we can probably. Okay, Van is ready. All right.
Yeah, sure. Good afternoon sa lahat. Ako si Van Zambrano. Dito ako ngayon sa Thailand bilang isang OFW. Nag-work ako isang construction quality control, quality assurance inspector sa isang construction company. Currently, except working with my profession, I also working with my business idea. Right now, I'm still on the idea stage. Yung idea ng business na gusto kong idalhin sa Pilipinas ay number one itong sa travel locally travel. So gusto kong i-top yung untapped area ng travel, lalo na ngayon sa during pandemic na wala masyadong hotel sa mga urban area dahil nga sa social distancing sa mga clustered area. So sa research ko during my study sa Ateneo School of Government sa Social Enterprise Leadership FW, nag-come up ako ng idea to promote locally travels, i-promote yung rural local community. So this time, gusto ko i-introduce yung authentic local travel experience na i-offer ng mga taga-local, ng mga taga-rural. Yung mga tipong unseen or hidden local tourist spot na marami tayo dyan sa Pilipinas dahil hindi sila natap. Dahil nga meron tayong mainstream travel na mga organized tour dahil sa mga travel agency. Yun yung isa sa mga gusto kong gawin at saka ngayon ay nasa ano na ako or sa industry nasa idea stage, tapos nag-organize ako ng mga gustong mag-join. Mga, lalo na yung naghanap ako ng isang CTO. So yun yung challenge ko ngayon na mayroon akong mahanap na technical para magawa yung mobile app, dahil sa ngayon ay isa pa lang siyang organic na idea. Tapos meron akong natatap na mga local na willing sila makipag-coordinate, willing silang magiging local host or local tourist guide. So yan ang ano hinahanap ko ngayon. Yung idea na yun ay dinala ko doon sa panel defense sa yung pagkatapos ng pag-aaral namin. At saka naniniwala naman ako na ito ang isa sa mga magagawa natin sa tourism industry natin, na mag-umpisa tayo sa local movement ng tourists natin. So yung mga taga-urban, hindi sila makagalaw sa city dahil nga stricto yung social distancing. So sa palagay ko, meron para mabawas-bawasan naman yung stress natin sa syudad, punta tayo sa ano sa rural. So ang pangalawa kong gustong gawin, na ito talaga yung passion ko din, na dahil dito sa Thailand, marami kaming mga construction worker na mga babae. Nakikita ko yung sipag nila, yung skills nila, yung pagiging competitive nila sa mga lalaki. Nakikita ko na nasasabi ko, wala to sa Pilipinas. Ang gusto kong gawin ay to empower women na magtrabaho sa construction site. Bigyan ko sila ng trade skills. Itatrain ko sila. Bigyan ko sila ng mga idea paano gawin na yung mga ginagawa dyan sa site namin dito sa Thailand, na nagagawa ng mga babae, kagaya ng mga mag-welding, mag-finishing sa wall, sa floor. Kasi machine na ang gumagawa dito, yung mga bibigat na bagay. So ang gagawin na lang ay yung sa mga manual, ay yun na lang mga finishing touches. So hindi yan mabigat. Kasi sa atin sa Pilipinas, napapansin ko, ang salitang construction worker ay pinagtatawanan natin. Na ito hindi to biro. Maliit na bagay. Hindi to siya mga low end na skills. Ito ay kagalang-galang ng mga skills, dahil ito ang mga taong nagtatayo ng mga buildings, mga infrastructures. So ang kulang sa atin sa Pilipinas is to empower na lang sa mga tao. So ito yung isa sa mga gusto kong gagawin pagkatapos dito. Yun yung mga ang challenges lang dito, kasi gusto kong gawin tong mga project na to bilang isang non-profit. So naghahanap ako ng social impact funder. So kung meron kayong makakilala or kung gusto niyo mag-join sa akin, you can share the same passion, the same advocacy. Why not? Welcome. Kasi gusto ko na maibahagi yung advocacy ako, yung passion ko sa pagiging na mag-create ng impact sa society. So, ang may offer ko naman sa inyo, kung meron kayong kailangan, kasi yung asawa ko meron siyang website, na ang website ay tayona.com. Tayona is THAI, Thai, okay. Sa Thailand. Tayo Yuna. Yes, tayo na. Ito yung platform ng social enterprise. Kasi nung nag-aral kami sa ASOG, maraming mga social enterprise na hindi nakilala. So, why not create a platform for social enterprise, social innovator, para makilala sila on the ground. Kasi ito talaga ang sa ngayon talaga kailangan natin ng social impact. So kung makikita nyo dyan sa website, yung tayona.com, isa siyang collaboration sa Thailand at saka sa Philippines. Dahil sa Thailand, maraming mga social enterprise din dito, maraming mga local product, at saka maraming product na gustong-gusto natin sa Pilipinas na galing sa Thailand, at saka marami ding mga taga-Thailand na gustong-gusto nilang product galing sa Pilipinas. So ito yung platform na i-offer namin, na mag-create kami ng isang kwento. Ilagay namin sa platform dito. Tapos, meron din siyang business side. Kung gusto niyong maghanap ng mga virtual assistant, ng mga bagay, na mga tao. So iko-connect din namin kayo sa mga ano naghahanap ng mga may kasi may mga community na naghahanap ng trabaho. So meron din kaming mga ka-contact diyan sa tayo na. So kung meron kayong gustong i-promote, contact lang tayo na.com. Ang nag-manage diyan yung asawa ko si Lizette Zambrano. Isa siyang teacher. Graduate sa Normal University. Pero ang ano talaga niya matagal siya nagtrabaho sa BPO call center, tapos sa corporate English trainer, halos corporate lahat, tapos nag gusto siyang gumawa ng impact din sa society, kaya ganun tayo na.com ang ginawa niya. So salamat sa ano pakikinig ninyo, at saka kung meron kayong tanong, i-contact nila ako or tanong ka lang sa akin. Yan. Salamat po.
Thank you Van. Okay, let's go to Shay.
Hello again. Hello everyone. I'm Shay Velasquez. I'm from Iloilo City. We just recently moved here. So the past 7 years we were in Davao. And my dream actually before the pandemic was to be a digital nomad. So ready na kami sana magbiyahe, and then na lockdown kami sa Jensen. So, right now we're happily settling here. Hopefully, you know, I will be able to adjust very well where we are. Okay, what are my businesses? Right now, I have this mindset of, I read this book by Rex Mendoza. It's called Firing All Cylinders. So, since we are in a space or we are in a situation na kailangan naming maka-bounce back na from where we were before. There were several failures or there were several downturns sa business namin during the pandemic. So ngayon, in order to recover, we're having this mindset of firing all cylinders. I'm primarily an educator and a creative. So my business is around that, around those industries. I teach branding and business in a Filipino virtual assistant na platform. I'm a trainer there. And at the same time, I'm putting together a curriculum to teach non-marketers and non-business practitioners or non-business degree holders on how to create businesses and how to brand their businesses. So at the moment, I'm coaching several business owners already. And then at the same time, I'm a very passionate homeschooling mom. So one of the businesses that we're setting up also in the education sector, which is basically yung big why ko for setting this up, is for my son who has been homeschooled for 5 years, and we intend to homeschool him since yung face-to-face learning will still yung face-to-face learning will not be until the next 2 to 3 years, according to the education consultants that I've been working with. So, nag-setup kami ng online academic support. We offer independent learning programs for those who want to be, for those families who want their kids to still be in the DepEd program, pero yung approach ng pagtuturo ay homeschool. More of relaxed, and it's not the conventional regular learning na nakaharap sa computer for more than 4 hours a day. So meron kaming synchronous and asynchronous learning. So that's more on a personal intention. And at the same time, gusto ko rin talaga makatulong sa families, because I know it's hard, no, when parents are really working hard to recover and bounce back and thrive in this pandemic. At the same time, they worry about their kids, if they're getting enough education and learning at home. So we have tutors that will help the children, and then we have academic experts to coach the parents as well in parenting, especially in social emotional learning. And then one other business is journaling. I create journals. I create disc-bound journals. This is a passion of mine, and it helped me through mental health struggles, no, especially itong pandemic. So I teach women and even men, if you're interested to do journaling for mental health, to create your own sacred spaces where you can be quiet and just write about your thoughts and all that, and then process yourself. So nandun ako sa journaling space, and then the creative work also. So yun yung mga businesses ko. So branding and business, coaching and teaching, and then homeschooling, and then creative journaling. Na challenges is basically funding. Focus not so much, kasi parang I developed a system already on how to run these. So limit ko is maximum to four businesses. Oh, I have my digital agency pa pala.
Dami.
Sorry. Hindi, all these other businesses is under the digital agency. So internal clients muna kami. Ang goal is that we need to grow our internal clients, which will make up our portfolio. Kasi parang ang hirap naman kasi mag-preach, 'di ba? That you're successful in doing this when you don't have results. So right now we're all cleaning up everything in the digital agency kasi yun yung unang tinamaan last year. Na so yes, isa yun sa mga challenges. When supposedly we're supposed to thrive during the pandemic because we're a digital agency, bumagsak siya kasi alam mo to, Van, because you're in the tourism, your interest is in the tourism sector. Yung unang tinamaan ng pandemic is the tourism industry and the real estate industry. So most of our clients were in that industry, kaya we were heavily affected. But we were able to bounce back because, in a way, na-address din namin yung academic side. So we were slowly digging into the academic industry. Now, my challenges now would be funding and then hiring. Hiring and delegation of tasks. Kasi there are my specialized areas that we need high-performing administrative teams talaga. So, yung multifunction, yan. So, meron na kaming people, may na-identify na ako na mag-join ng team. But of course, kailangan i-train. And then I realize, yes, I can teach. Pero when it comes to training, minsan I lose steam. Yun, na I have to teach this, I have to, you know, kung sana pwedeng magbigay na lang ako ng task list, tapos gawin yun na. But of course, I have to teach them our system, and then we have to standardize, yan, our processes, para streamlined lahat. So yun yung challenges namin ngayon. So what can I offer? I can offer my courses. You can enroll in my courses. I offer branding and business coaching. I can come alongside you. If you need to bounce off your ideas, pwede tayo mag-per session na, okay, brainstorming lang.
Ganun. For free ba to?
May 15 minutes na free.
Okay. Crawl.
pwede mo.
Okay.
Ito, sa platform na to.
Ah,
ito. This platform okay. Can be where we can collect okay. And contribute to the ideas of everybody, okay. Di ba? Yun. So, bounce off lang. Yan. Tapos, para akong therapist. Yun, masaya gawin yun na yun. So, how do you feel about
okay.
That? Yan. Yung kailangan mo ng kausap. Yan. Pwede ako. Basta may time. Yun. Yeah, we offer as I mentioned, we're in the learning space. So if you need to enroll your children, we have a DepEd accredited independent learning program. So while the school is based in Davao, we can actually cater nationwide, and we are even catering to the Filipino community globally. Lalo na yung may mga anak na hindi lumaki sa Filipino speaking household. So we teach Filipino as second language. Diba? So my teaching English is second language, my Filipino is second language. And mind you, there are European, Filipino children in Europe whose parents want them to really learn Filipino. So yon. And ano pa ba? Journals. Kung gusto niyo bumili ng journals sa mga asawa ninyo, kasi puro pala mga lalaki nandito, except kami ni Jen. Minsan nag-iisip lalaki lang tayo dyan, ano?
Gandun.
Hindi. Bira lang. Di ba? Nakaka-ride kami. Lalaki, babae. Okay. You know, pwede kami mag-mind shift. Anyway, yon.
So, yan. Kung kailangan mo rin ng katawanan, kabatuhan, at kahigik-gikan, nandito lang din ako. Kami ni Ray. Kami
okay.
There. Back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Shay. How about you, Jen?
Ang sarap makinig ng ano ng kwento. Parang ang dami kong friends, ilang minuto pa lang, di ba? So actually, yung sa akin, ano, I'll keep it short, ano ba? Currently, I'm the Philippines editor for marketing in Asia. As I go along, it might sound na parang madami iba-iba, but actually lahat yan funneled sa talagang pinaka advocacy ko. So I'm Philippines editor for marketing in Asia, and most of the work that I do is pretty much putting Filipino business owners and marketers in the Asian spotlight. And I also have a digital marketing agency, but then ang pinaka focus ko is not really on the tools and the platforms, but really more of the storytelling and the strategy side, because it's actually based on the philosophy na natutunan ko rin sa mga mentors ko and coaches ko and the books that I read, that if before ang thinking natin is that business is separate from personal matters, but as years went by, I realized, and thanks to my mentors nga, that our business is really, at the end of the day, is an expression of who we are, which is why ano yun, na-imbibe ko na siya, in-incorporate ko siya when I do consultations, when I do coaching sessions with my clients, to also give them clarity, because for the most part, gaya nung kinuwento ni Van kanina, yung business nila is associated to an advocacy. And for the most part, dun naka-revolve yung marketing strategy namin. And I'm actually happy na ganun na rin yung parang nagiging transition natin from being business-centric to being client-centric. And in my case, we want it more human-centric, if I may just borrow that term. So, ganun. Parang ganun yung pinoprovide naming foundation with the agency, kasi once nag-gain na yung clarity na yung madali na yung pag-strategize, madali na yung pagpili ng tools. So, that's on the digital marketing agency side. And then, my partner and I, since my partner, gaya ni Shay, nasa education sector, although ano siya, sa TechVoc. So we actually have a business that provides LMS solutions, while initially ang target audience namin are TechVoc schools, kasi Ray, you know that I'm already based outside, yes, of Manila since 2017. So karamihan kasi ng mga TechVoc schools dito, wala silang IT. So, ayun, we were somehow able to solve a problem, lalo na nung pandemic. We were able to provide a more cost-effective solution for them to conduct online learning, for them to thrive in the midst of this pandemic. So, tuloy-tuloy lang yon. But just the same, since it's an since the LMS platform its functionality can also be used by other schools, hindi lang TechVoc. So parang nalilihin niya. So parang dinadala ako doon. And lately, napansin ko, karamihan din ng mga clients na na-attract ko are yung mga nasa education sector. So yun. But then, in a nutshell, all of the things that we do, lahat yan naka-funnel in providing a more, yung work ko sa Philippine as Philippines editor for marketing in Asia, when I put people in the spotlight, it's more of helping them fulfill their advocacy, helping them fulfill their purpose, kaya natin sila binibida. And ganun din pag sa digital marketing strategy natin. And then pag sa LMS solution, medyo ini-engineer natin yan kasi at the end of the day, ang pinaka-ano natin is to ensure a pleasant learning experience for the end users, for the students. And pretty much kasi it has any customer experience has an impact on a business owner's mm-hmm. branding eh. So medyo sinasamahan din natin yung kasi doon tayo nalilinya. So andun. And lahat to ginagawa ko ngayon, hopefully, hanggang 5 years yung target ko kasi balak kong ang pinakapangarap ko talaga ay maging magsasaka.
Wow.
Yun lang po.
Are you serious, Jen? Magsasaka? Farmer? Wow.
Yes. Gusto ko yun ang aking retirement okay. career. So yun. Gusto ko maging isang hamak na magsasaka.
Hindi hamak yun. Lang po. It's a, yeah.
Hindi hamak yun, Jen.
Kaya kami tumataba dahil sa mga rice.
Basta merong wifi pa okay. din dun sa... Saan ako
okay. Grabe.
Hindi totally yes. off-grid ba?
Uh-oh. May bago tayo sa ano, may bago tayo sa stage. This is what we call it pala here in Clubhouse. Lizette Sabano. I'm not quite sure if she's already aware what's happening here. Lizette, just we would like you to share from your end any businesses that you have right now. If you have any existing challenges na na-experience mo ngayon, it doesn't have to be a failure or anything lang na medyo hirap ka ngayon for your business, pwede niyo personal.
Ray, sorry, I forgot. I'd like to offer something pala.
Oo nga, okay.
For free. Sorry, Lizette. Hi, Lizette. So yun, for those business owners who are currently struggling in finding their clarity dun sa, kasi ako, I have this belief na once you find that clarity, once dun tayo nag-start, it paves the way not only with branding, not only with the content that we write, pati the systems mm-hmm. that we create. Ganun, pati din sa customer experience na gusto natin i-deliver. Damay-damay yung nagkakaroon ng ripple effect. So if you want to go through that stage of finding your clarity as a business owner, because the branding that I help business owners with is their personal branding, their CEO branding. So you can check out you can check out my FB page, Jen Kahukom. There's a link there to book 1 hour free discovery call. And I think it's ito binanggit ko na rin last time. My upcoming book as part of my pre-launch marketing strategy, I'm giving away the first chapter of the book for free. The book the upcoming book is titled Craft Your Personal Brand Story. So that book naman is made pinasimple ko siya para those who have zero knowledge in personal branding. This is good for entrepreneurs, for freelancers, even for business owners na walang alam sa yung zero knowledge talaga on the concept of personal branding. I call it a workshop in a book. So it includes worksheets kasi it's like I treat it as a cost a cost-effective solution kasi with the online course, syempre mas mahal ang online course. So, this is a less expensive alternative yung book. Pero syempre, minus the hand-holding experience which the online course can provide. And the free chapter is available on my website at jencahucom.asia, jencahucom.asia. Nice. So,
may mga freebies.
Maraming salamat po. Sana makatulong.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, Lizette, just to make it short, just share with us your business or any businesses. If you have any challenges with them, share it to the group or share them with the group. And then if there is something you can offer others, like what Jen mentioned, that's an example. If you can offer something, it's either for free or not, doesn't have to be for free, na you can help other businesses out there. Then it doesn't have to be your services, of or your of your business, but it's up to you. Kung anong maitutulong mo lang sa iba, coaching, freebies or materials.
Ay, excuse me, Ray. Si Lizette pala yung asawa ko. Siya yung nag-manage ng tayona.com.
Okay.
I was introducing a while ago. But she can talk
right.
a lot more
thank
about
you,
that.
Thank you. Thank you, Van.
Your advocacy. Thank you.
Hello. Welcome. Thank you so much for welcoming me on stage. Magandang Hello. Araw sa inyong lahat. Ako si Lizette. Currently, I'm working on my local lifestyle guide website, catered for social enterprises dito. It's called tayona.com. I try to combine lifestyle content focusing on social enterprises and local experiences here in Thailand. And at the same time, we offer services such as ERP, POS, KOL marketing, website design services. So as of the moment, since I started last December lang, December 2020. So technically parang 2021 na. So my current, it has something to do with patience. Because as a new brand, I have to introduce myself, and here in Thailand, I cannot own any business, so I have to have a partner. I was able to have a technical partner dito, so I'm doing their accounts management. So right now, the challenge that I have is setting the urgency for my existing inquiries, kung paano mai-deliver yun sa kanila, dahil they're always... They're asking, but they're still in the deciding factor. Parang ganon, parang, oh, I still have to check. But I have to move on to another project while doing that. So I think it's more about motivating myself on how I should be able to continue doing this, even if there are still no responses. Although they haven't rejected me, they want me to wait for them until they're ready, and I cannot also like force them to get the services right away. But anyway, I think it's a good journey for me, and what I can offer is I can offer coaching in terms of content marketing and branding for restaurants, food business, since I had a background dealing with media relations here in Thailand and social media strategies for food, restaurants, and hotel focusing on lifestyle brands. Yun lang. Salamat.
Thank you
for
being
listening.
Here, Lizette. And thank you, Van, for inviting your wife. Ah. Buti na lang. Buti na lang.
Thank you so much. Also, I'm on podcast. That's something that I can offer. It's Happy Night Project. It's on my bio. I talk about lifestyle hacks, dealing with diaspora stories here in Thailand. So, yun, may mga tips and advice din. So, I kind of started from there. And more on social enterprise din. If you are a social enterprise, I'll be happy to collaborate with you, feature you sa website at yun. Hopefully, hoping to hear from each one of you. Maraming salamat po.
You know what? I'll be honest, everyone. I'll be honest. I started this medyo may structure. I see. We started with Nino and everyone. And then, now when I try to think of, ano ba yung ni-share ni Nino? Ano ba yung challenges niya? Parang nakakalimutan. I know it has something to do with chili because I love spices. And taga Cebu din si Nino. So ngayon, hindi ko na maalala kung ano ba yung mga problema ng isa. Ano ba yung offer niya? So, okay. So anyone, the floor is open for anyone who can try to, you know, reach out or talk to or address someone here in the on the stage siguro. Kano na lang. Anyone can talk. Just say hello or whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Si Nino yung kanyang challenge ay organic growth. Tama ba niyan?
Yes.
Saka changing yung nandun siya sa space kung magbabago ba siya ng brand name para sa sauces niya. Ayan, o, di ba? Take notes ako.
So baka may makatulong. Yeah. Si Raven is into gaming, game studio, digital marketing, and artwork city. Challenge is focus. Tama ba?
Yeah.
Raven. And then we had Amon earlier. Yung challenges ni Amon, yun yung hindi ko na-note. Si Van is on technical, to local tourist guides for their social enterprise for tourism. And with him is Lizette. Yeah, ang wife niya si Lizette. Yeah.
So, sa tingin ko ha, sa na-observe ko with all the people here, most of us, especially Raven, Jen, Shay, pati na si Nino, and then si, I'm not sure if Nino also, but also Lizette, we're more somehow familiar how digital can help, diba? How digital marketing can help with your businesses. So, medyo, let's try to share na lang siguro notes on what could probably help the other. Ako, ang, the whole time, everyone was sharing. Sorry, I it's not that I wasn't listening. Every time naisip ko, yung mga businesses niyo are very unique. You're very passionate about it. Pero as to the, sa observation ko rin sa atin, ha, sa marketing world, kasi iba yung approach ko sa marketing. Pero when we go to market or we go to pitch our business, ang napapansin ko, I might not be the expert in building a business or doing marketing. Pero ang isang nakikita ko, we become less unique when we try to do what others are doing. Yeah, I'm not talking from an expert's point of view. I'm just saying this because ang napapansin ko, yung uniqueness ng business ng start mo, yung idea mo, pag para siyang lumalabnaw when you try to adjust or adapt what others are doing already, para siyang it would be difficult na tuloy to stand out kung gaano ka-unique yung business mo or business idea mo. Let's say for Nino, chili. I've heard about Nino's story a bit sa ibang rooms. And he's actually proud of how the spices, how he creates his chilies, may mga variety, may mga backstories pa yan. Maganda eh. Pero when, ngayon, isa sa mga challenges na is marketing or whether to change the name. So parang, merong mga structures, yes, I agree. I understand it's important. Pero parang tuloy, di ba? Hindi ba kayo na-discourage na parang nawawala? Nawawala yung pagiging unique. Parang nawawalan ka ng gana na parang valid ba itong gusto kong mangyari? I'm not sure if this sounds or if this makes sense. This is just my idea, guys. Chime in if you want.
Yes. Kasi rin nakaka-relate ako yun, yung parang may nagtatanong din kasi sa akin na parang, why are you doing that? What do you get out of it? Parang, pwede bang mag-uumpisa ka pa lang? And you know your goal is for long-term goal, right? And hindi naman pwedeng, if you start something, you wanna get something right away. Mm-hmm. You have to build relationships. You have to establish yourself as a brand. And more than anything, it should be a passion. Or kahit hindi mo siya passion, it should resonate with whatever you believe in. There should be a clear purpose. Natuwa ako dun sa sinabi nyo. Pero babalik pa din yan sa atin na naalala ko may nagsabi sa akin, it's not a business if it's not earning. So medyo hard hitting din yung mga ganong sinasabi. But at the end of the day, wala pa rin naman talagang magandang story unless may mga na-overcome ka. So thank you so much for doing this. Ngayon ang ginagawa ko is to really like to network because I don't have your network, and if we like collaborate expanding our networks, then we can benefit from it one way or another in growing our audience or perhaps in recommending our friends or recommending your services. Yung mga ganun.
I agree with you, Ray. No? Each of us actually are an expert on our own businesses. Kaya nga tayo pumasok sa negosyo niyan because we know what it is. We know the environment where we operate.
We know the people that we want to serve with our businesses. We know what our products and services can do. But of course, there will always be a period na that you will get hit with parang self-doubt and even the imposter syndrome na bakit ko ito ginagawa? Kaya ko ba ito? Am I the right person to do this? And especially, sabi nga ni Lizette, is it a business if it doesn't, is it still a business if it doesn't earn? And there are moments when money and cash flow is not coming in. Or sometimes, you know, if it takes a turn for the worse, you lose it. You lose everything. And we went through that. And it's really mentally, you know, it affects us mentally. It affects a family. It affects yung, even yung pag-provide mo ng service. So, coming from that, it took me about, you know, I'm being vulnerable here and sharing, you know, the difficult times. Kasi I'm sure all business owners, all entrepreneurs go through the highs and the lows of the business cycle. It took me months to recover. But what helped, no, when the business took a downturn, I had to go back to myself. And like what we all talk about in branding and business, it goes back to the purpose, to your purpose, to your personal purpose. And you ask yourself, is this still worth doing? When I was doing my business course, meron daw isang line, I was researching on this, and then meron isang line doon, entrepreneurs should also know when to quit. And there's this mindset kasi na hindi dapat tayo mag-quit, kung ano yung inumpisahan natin, dapat matapos natin. But there are times that when we reach a dead end and there's no way through, you cannot barrel through the wall, you can just like either set it aside or say, okay, so this ends the business cycle and then mag-exit na ako. Parang ganun. And then I will pursue something else. Yeah. So when we do that, there's a point of grieving for the loss of business, the loss of opportunity, the loss na, bakit yung kapitbahay ko, pareho kami ng negosyo, bakit siya, you know, namamayagpag ako, hindi. And we start comparing with others. But we still go back to us. We still go back to our purpose and what we are meant to do. And when we are faced with challenges, like for example, top of mind yung challenge ni Nino about growing his business or organically on social media. I want to go through the organic route as well. So yan din yung ginagawa ko because of course reality is may parang ang hirap gumastos ngayon. Ang ad spend malaki yung ad spend ngayon sa Facebook ads. I don't know kung sa amin lang ba sa nung nagpapatakbo kami ng mga ads namin, pero yung messaging conversion cost ngayon nasa 100, 400, 200, and it really will drain you dry, you know. So, kaya lahat kami bumabalik to, or ako, personally, I would go back to organic, and then try to find the path na, okay, what is the path with the least resistance na malaki ang balik, parang gano'n. So, I had to, what I did, Nino, was, for those also who are going through the, this challenge, is that I needed to go back to my branding plan. I needed to go back to the business plan. I needed to review my profile. I need to review my unique selling proposition, my UVP, and then my customers. Sila pa rin ba yung bumibili ng produkto ko? Bumabalik talaga ako sa insights, sa numbers, sa data. And then if I want to enter a new market or target a new customer segment, I study the profile as well. And then I find them on social media. May mga different schools of thought na dapat isang platform lang yung focus on one platform when marketing in social media. But right now, parang back to zero tayo lahat in a way. So, kung bagong business ka, try, see where your market is. The world is that there are billions of people out there. Pero kung niche ka, like Nino, you're a niche product, you'll really need to find where your traffic is and dun ka magbombard ng ano ng messaging mo and then network like in Clubhouse, network with people, network in Instagram, network wherever social media platform your customers are or your consumers are frequenting. Yun. So marami tayong pwedeng i-share, but yeah, I can really relate with you and those who have challenges with organic growth simply because ad costs are really, really expensive these days.
And can I share?
Go ahead.
Pa, if we're talking about Nino, you have a chili, right? You have chili product, but I'm looking at your Instagram account. You're not talking about it as a brand, although maybe you want to have it like separate. So if you have a separate account, you might as well want to put that business account dun sa intro mo sa bio sa taas, but at least they would know, they could click on that you're behind a brand that talks about chili, and somehow kahit isang post or from time to time what you do behind the scene could, you know, if they click your bio very fastly sa Instagram, makikita nila na you're doing something related to chili, and they'll, you know, they'll be able to have an idea that you have that particular product. Yun lang.
Yes, Nino. You're about to say something, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just gonna thank you everyone for your inputs. Because I'm taking down notes ngayon, and I'll apply them as soon as possible. Also, Ate Jen, I applied na pala for yung
wow.
1 hour na discovery call. So thank you.
Yes. I saw it. Thank you. Looking forward. Excited.
Go ahead, Van.
Gusto ko mag-share din. Yung feeling natin minsan na yung startup natin, parang hindi siya gumagana or walang engagement. Tapos, medyo nanghina na tayo ng loob. Meron pa namang tinatawag na FIBAT, yung mag-fibot yung ano mo, yung business mo, kung saan ka pwedeng umikot. Sa experience ko kasi, back 2017, ito pa yung idea ko nung sumali ako ng isang bootcamp sa Startup Week Thailand. Tapos nag-ano kami doon sa camp na yun. Pumasok ako doon sa mga workshop. Tapos ito, nag-come up ako ng idea na to as an advocate sa local travel. So that was almost 5 years ago. pero yung time na yun, kasama ko si Lizette, nag-pitch ako doon sa mga ano, sa VC talaga yung idea. Nag-pitch ako ng idea, yung pinakamatapang na ginawa ko. pinitch ko. So ang sabi ng VC na, what's your pain point, sabi niya, yung pain point ko daw, bakit ko ginawa yun, parang hindi siya naniniwala na gumagana yun. Yung ganun, kasi marami na din daw mga local experience na nag-o-offer, lalo na nandiyan na si Airbnb, nag-o-offer na din siya ng experience. At saka sa Thailand, marami ding mga local tourist guide na nag-o-offer independently. So sa akin naman, I want to make a platform to integrate all the local tourist guide, even the very less tourist guide na hindi pa nakilala, yung pinakasulok-sulok, gusto ko ilagay sa platform ng mobile app. So, ayun, hindi siya naniniwala. Pero ako, naniniwala pa rin ako kasi isa yun sa mga problema ko bilang isang backpacker, bilang isang solo backpacker back 2008, na dati wala pang mga mobile app, mga blog pa lang ang binabasa namin para makapag-ikot-ikot kami. Oo, ganun. So, last year, yun, nag-aral kami sa ASOG. I took a 360 turn na parang ito na yung panahon na even we are in the lockdown, na naghahanap ng paraan na pwede tayong gumala, pwede tayong pumunta mag-experience locally para makaalis tayo sa bahay natin, maka-refresh tayo, maka-recreate tayo doon sa nature, sa outdoor. So nag-pivot ako. Tinawag ko yung sabi ko, this is the time na we have to choose, we go to a trip or we trap. So I like to create a platform called Trip Trap. Ang tinatawag ko Trip Trap kasi I want to offer a platform na you can browse, you can search any local tourist spot And then you can contact the local host by yourself, and then both of you will communicate how to get there. And then you can go for a trip, or if you are scared enough or you didn't like to go because you are not compliant, so you get stuck and then you're trapped in your house. So that's what my idea about this local tourism na gusto kong gawin. Kaya dahil ano siya, dahil isa pandemic and lahat tayo naapektuhan, gusto kong gumawa ng social impact. So ayan, kahit 2 years, almost 5 years ago na yun na idea. So I make a pivot dahil pre-pandemic nag-enjoy pa rin ako na nag-solo backpacker sa Vietnam, sa Cambodia, sa Laos, na I connected with the local community. So yan, wag pa rin tayo mawala ng pag-asa kasi may pivot pa tayo. So ayan, i-scale lang natin kung ano yung magagawa pa natin. So I think
Thank you. Thank you, Van. Actually, interested ako din sa idea of pivoting. I've heard about it from startups, and when they go pivot, I'm interested. What I'm curious to know is, how do you determine, or when can you determine if it's time for you to pivot, or is it just like an exit for you because you're scared, or you're there's a kind of a hurdle, and then you find it it could be a good time for you to pivot agad. Baka it's too early to decide. So parang curious ako on what parameters or criteria would you consider na, you know what, it's time for me to pivot. Before I go further on this idea though, I would like to say welcome to Patrick and Saturi. By the way, what we're talking about here, we're just sharing our businesses and our challenges and what we can do for other people to help them with their businesses as well. So if Patrick and Saturi would like to share their own. Oh, sure.
I have some thoughts, Patrick, on the idea of pivoting. First and foremost, hi, Ma'am Shay. Kamusta? Ma'am Shay is a... she was a good friend of ours. Nasa, you're in Iloilo now, no? Right now?
Uh-oh, Arigidri.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're still in Bacolod. Anyways, ayun. Maganda yung sinabi mo rin, no, when you pivot. Ako siguro just really off the bat, one of the worst things that you can do is pivot out of fear. And I think I already saw that during the pandemic, when there was a very big difference between people who pivoted out of fear and pivoted, you know, out of excitement. The people who pivoted out of fear were like, you know, it came out of a heart of anxiety. Oh no, what's going to happen? We're going to lose the business and all that. I understand that. I mean, of course, it's normal to be anxious, to be stressed. We all experience that. Pero parang I think siguro as an entrepreneur, that's where I mean through the years of making so many mistakes, I've realized how important it is to have emotional intelligence and to catch yourself when you are going down a rabbit hole. So parang I'll just share a story. During the pandemic, we actually had a very weird scenario kasi one of our businesses, I work with a finance coach. His name is Chinky Tan. So he's like a wealth coach. And then, of course, 70% of our income really came from live events. So he gets invited to speak in events, and then we sell books. Ganon. During that time, thankfully, we had already started a little bit on e-commerce. Pero when March 2020 came in and the announcement came in that all events are going to be canceled, that was the first thing that came into our mind. Parang, what's gonna happen now? Because we're gonna lose 70% of our business income. And then I remember that the first thing that we did is we came together as there's three of us C-level staff. So I'm the chief people officer, Chinky's the CEO, and we have a chief tech officer. So the three of us came together, and parang we agreed amongst ourselves that whatever decision we make, it has to come out of excitement, not fear. Na parang we're excited to try new things. Parang it's an opportunity. Na parang we chose to see the pandemic as an opportunity to test our e-commerce system, to test if we have, if we had the guts to try, you know, to risk, even if you know, the reward would not be as promising. Pero yeah, I think the very, I mean, on from the surface, it kind of looks the same. No? I mean, when you pivot out of fear and when you pivot out of excitement, it actually looks the same. But what really, the big difference that really comes out of that is the internal culture. Kasi with our team, we last year we had about 35 staff. So of course, one of the fears on our end is we're gonna have to start retrenching people. Yeah. Ganon. Kasi we have 35 staff. And so the first few days, everyone told us, we feel the fear. We know that you're anxious about our jobs. And we were very...
So that wraps up our show. That's it for now, and thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you'll join me again next time here on Digitally Matters. This has been Ray Baguio, and until next time, ciao!